Hey there! Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Ha! Today... I know. I think I did a podcast on Tuesday, so I'm actually keeping up or something. I don't know what's going on, but I thought I want to share something with you because I think it's kind of cool. So the title of my podcast today is The Stars in the Sky. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, so I've seen the stars in the sky, no big deal. But... to me, it actually is a big deal. So this is, interesting to me. So, you know, I've been doing podcasts about the different things that my husband and I did last month while we were in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And I hope you've enjoyed those podcasts. I hope they've been informative and I hope they help you with your travels to Ireland and Northern Ireland. But I want to talk to you about the stars in the sky at night because... our first night in Ireland when we went there last month, we stayed at an Airbnb in Nobber, which happens to be one of our favorite Airbnbs that we've ever been to. So whenever we do go to Ireland, we try to make that a stop and stay there for at least one night. I don't know. We got to know the owner of the place. We got to be friends with him and all this stuff. But the night that we were there, I was looking up at the stars and the sky and the moon. And, you know, it was just starting to become night. The sun was almost completely down. And then, well, obviously it did go down. And then I was looking up and I was looking at the stars, and I just kept looking and looking, and I was looking at the moon, and I thought to myself, that is just gorgeous. I mean, I just love getting to look at the stars and counting as many as I can and looking for the different constellations and all that. But then I got thinking to myself that, you know, where I live in New York, it wasn't quite nighttime yet, and it dawned on me that in a couple of hours, my family and friends were going to see the same exact stars that were up there that night that I was looking at them. And I thought, how cool is it that it doesn't matter where you live in this world, we all see the same stars. We see the same moon and we see the same sun. Not all at the same time. Obviously, since, you know, the earth moves and all that stuff. And, you know, when it's day here, I believe it's night in Australia or South Africa or stuff like that and vice versa. But at some point of the day and of the night, everybody gets to see the same stars at night and the same moon. And during the day, we get to see the same sun. And I just thought, that is so cool. We all get to take our turn and see those amazingly looking stars in the sky. And some of us have telescopes that we can see more of the stars. And, you know, we can try to figure out where the Big Dipper is and all this stuff. And I just thought... to myself that night while we were in Ireland, how amazing that is, how cool that is. And then I just started to think to myself, what an awesome God that we have, that we can all see those stars just sitting in their places up in the sky, far, far away. But they are so, so bright that we can see them. And that just warmed my heart so much to know that the same stars and moon that I get to see tonight in a couple of hours, somebody is already seeing them where they are because it's already night where they are. And that is just, to me, wow. Now, you may not think that, and that's okay. But I think that's just truly, truly amazing that we just all get to see probably even the same clouds if you think about it. But it's just like, wow. I mean, that's just, it blows my mind. And I don't know why. It really shouldn't blow my mind. It shouldn't. And I don't think it should blow anybody's mind. But when you think about it, you know, every day, you know, we're going and we're doing all the different things we do and we're catching the sun rays, and then the nighttime comes around and we get to look up at the stars, and it's like, ooh, ah, look at those stars. They're so cool looking, and the moon is so cool looking. And but just the idea, just knowing that everybody gets to see those stars at some point. You know, you're waiting for your turn for the nighttime while somebody else is enjoying the morning. So I just think that's cool that, yeah, when someone is enjoying the sun, somebody else is enjoying looking at the moon and vice versa. And then, you know, when it's nighttime for you, you get to enjoy those stars. When it's nighttime for me, I get to enjoy those same stars. And I just think that is so cool. I do. I really, really do. I mean, that's just, I don't know, amazement, pure joy. It's relaxing. But I was just thinking about that when my husband and I were in Ireland last month. And I just thought that was so cool that, yeah, I was just looking up the stars with him, and we were just like, wow, look at those stars. And then it just hit me that, you know, New York was a couple hours behind, but pretty soon that they were going to get to see the same stars. And I just think that that is one of the coolest things ever, that at some point, everybody gets to see the same stars in the sky. Tell me, how cool is that? I mean, really, unless you don't like looking at the stars, in which case I can't really do much about that. But that's what was on my mind. Yeah, I mean, it's okay if you don't agree with me or think the same thing. It's totally fine. I was just having I don't know if it was a me moment or a wow moment or I was in awe moment. I just know that I was looking at those stars that particular night, and I probably could have stood there for a lot longer than what I had, but it was actually starting to get a little bit cold and I was tired, and I just thought, wow, at some point everybody gets the nighttime and everybody gets to see those stars and that moon, and that is so, so cool. Okay, so, and now that I've taken up a little over 8 minutes of your time talking about the stars and how much I love getting to see them in the sky and how cool I think it is that everybody gets to see them when it's their turn for the nighttime. I don't know. I mean, share your thoughts with me if you'd like. Let me know what you think about them, because, you know, you've got your own opinion and I wouldn't mind hearing them. So that's it for me and my podcast today. It might have been a weird one, but that was what was on my mind today. I wanted to talk about those stars in the sky and what a magnificent view they are. So thank you for listening to my podcast about the stars in the sky on Kathleen's Corner. I greatly appreciate that. And I would like to let you know that if you would like to follow my podcast, that would be absolutely wonderful. You could find me on, I guess, whatever you use to listen to, Apple Podcasts or whatever. You can find me over at Kathleen's Corner. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, that would be absolutely great. My handle is at SRKBear. If you would like to check out any of my YouTube videos or all of them or my shorts, please feel free. You can go to Kat and Smith. That is K-A-T Andsmith. I believe I have something like 179 videos and shorts that you can watch. And if you like what you see, please feel free to subscribe. That would be absolutely wonderful. You could also find me on LinkedIn. If you would like to check out my blogs, a whole lot of them are on travels that I have done, and there's a whole bunch of personal ones too. You can go to KathleenSmith.org for that. And if you would like to read or listen to any of my books, there's really only 3 books out there that belong to me, so it won't really take you that long. But you can find my books on my blog as well. They have their own page. It says books, and it's as simple as that. I can give you the titles if you like. The first one is Miscarriage Is My Story, and the second one is Brooklyn Raised Living Upstate, and the last one is Hey You, Moments to Remember. And I personally prefer the first two, especially if you've had a miscarriage. I hope my book helps you. Those are available on paperback, Kindle, and audio, so please go check them out. And you could always sample them. If you don't like what you hear or read, then you send it back. It's that simple. Also, my company. We have apps. Bears with Apps. We have apps for your family. Literally for everybody in your family. At the moment, you could only get them on the iPhone or iPad. I am sorry about that. But we haven't figured out how to get our apps into Google stuff and all that stuff and Android. So when we do, I will let you know. But if you would like some fun apps for your toddler, we have those. We've got different cash registers. If you need a writing app for your child, we have that. If your child is having trouble with their multiplications or adding or like that, we have that app. If you like quizzes, we've got that app. If you need help with spelling, we have that app. So we really do have an app for the entire family. It just depends on what you want. So if you would please check it out at bearswithapps.com. We do have something for everybody. And like I said, you could get our apps in the Apple App Store. And if you don't like it, you can return it. So there, you got a money-back guarantee. Woohoo for you! Not so much for me. But hey, you know, I would absolutely love it if you would give them a try. And if, like I said, if you don't like them, then really, you can return them. Same thing with the books. If you find you're not interested, or it doesn't keep your attention, you can return that too. I think that's everything. I hope I didn't forget anything. So, okay. Wherever you are in this world, I do hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, The Stars in the Sky, on Kathleen's Corner. Thank you, and bye-bye.